2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report. A new poll finds that around one-third of families feel that getting together for the holidays is worth the risk of potentially contracting COVID-19. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with a story. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the findings come from the latest C.S. Mott Children's Hospital national poll on children's health at Michigan Medicine. Beyond a third of parents saying that they think getting together is worth the risk, it also found that around 90% of parents say that grandparents will be at their Thanksgiving gatherings. Half of these responding parents say that COVID has cut down time spent between children and extended family. The co-director of the poll, Sarah Clark, says since children may have spent less time with relatives during the pandemic, parents may be having a hard time passing up these holiday gatherings despite some obvious COVID concerns. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Even with people wanting to gather, the AAA says a lot more Utahns will be staying at home.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah.
Well, maybe not this year. Aldo Vasquez with AAA says Thanksgiving 2020 will see the biggest drop in travel since the Great Recession, and it's pretty obvious why.
Coronavirus is having a big impact. Americans right now are just monitoring and they're responding to the public health landscape that we're experiencing, and so they're being very methodical and very careful about making their travel plans, and they are listening to public health and government officials about whether they should head out or not.
If they do travel, they're going to places like Denver and Flagstaff, cities that are close by where you can get outside and social distance. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Highway Patrol is trying a new way to collect food and other non-perishable items for the Utah Food Bank. They're holding their first ever Fill the Hive food drive at the Smith's Marketplace on Valley Street in East Mill Creek. Lieutenant Nick Street says the goal is to fill their patrol cars and a shuttle truck with donations.
Hopefully we can fill up patrol cars and that shuttle truck and everything we're able to put out there. That would be ideal.
He says they'll be taking donations at two different times today. The first will be between 9 and 11 this morning, and the second starts at 6 this evening. Salt Lake County's blunt ads about coronavirus and Thanksgiving are getting national attention. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, Salt Lake County is defending the ads and posts, which show a stock image of a family or a group of friends around the dinner table and captions implying those people will die from coronavirus because they gathered to eat together. The Washington Post wrote about it today, asking the county health officials if it goes too far. They say they want people to get the message in a different way and change their behaviors. One tweet says, have a virtual Thanksgiving to help make sure you don't go to any virtual funerals. More about it on today's Dave Nujanovic Show. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour on KSL. New restrictions are going into place today for Los Angeles County's 10 million residents. ABC's Alex Stone has more from L.A.
Tonight, restaurants here in L.A. County again have to become to-go and delivery only. Outdoor dining will come to an end in the county. Indoor dining hasn't been allowed here for many months. Restaurants are pushing back, demanding to see the science that outdoor dining is allowing COVID-19 to spread. But the restaurants losing in court on Tuesday, the court saying the ban on in-person dining can move forward. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A paradoxical housing market has some potential home buyers proceeding with caution. Despite consistently high unemployment numbers, prices are still going up in many markets. Washington State homebuyer Chris Shreve says the competition has been a bit discouraging.
In some homes that we have wanted to go and see, our real estate agent has told us that there's already 25 offers and the house has been on the market for one day.
Experts attribute the change to low supply, low interest rates, and higher demand pushing prices higher. The pools are open, but several swim teams in Salt Lake County say they can't use them for practice because of the mayor's ban on extracurricular activities. KSL-TV's Ashley Moser reports the teams swim at county recreation centers.
Some of those athletes say when they've come here on their own, it's packed, it's crowded, not like something that they experienced when they came here as a team. We did reach out to the mayor's office to see why this place does remain open, but teams can't practice here together. They say in part due to the incredibly high case count, additional restrictions were placed on use at all county-owned venues.
Because the rec centers are off campus, they don't qualify as an approved team practice facility.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.